of my feeble attempt at this tipping crap. So I just like, oh my gosh, this is, it just, you know, you want to die pop, and then, oh, here, you want to tip us? You know, 18% or something sometimes is like the minimum button. I can tell you a funny story. I was talking with a client of mine, and he was talking. He says he went down to Disney something or another with his kids, and he says that he went to buy a bottle of water from the vending machine, and the vending machine display asked him if they wanted, if he wanted to tip the vending machine. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, my only bad food story in a fast food was once a year I treat myself to a 20-piece box of Chicken McNuggets, and I just get the barbecue sauce. Go to the one in Royal Oak there by the post office, the famous one there, train station, post office one. And I go in there and I get my box of 20, and I open up the box and I dump them out, and there's only 14 in there. So I pick up the tray, and I walk back to the counter, and I just so happen to know the manager, former high school graduate, underclassman by about a year or two. We grew up in the same neighborhood, so we kind of know each other. And I said to her, Jackie, I just got these, and there's only 14 in the box. And she goes, you're kidding me. I said, nope. So she gets the guy who made them, and sure enough, I asked him, I says, box says box of 20. My receipt says I paid for a box of 20. Why is there only 14 in there? The guy's demanding that he swore, and I said up and down that he put 20 in there. And, you know, Jackie said she saw me walk away from the counter and dump them, and says there's no way he took a bite from any of these. So, and I can't down six of them in a matter of a minute and a half to 2 minutes. So, yeah. And this is back when, this was just years ago when people were asking for a break.